Durood Sharif you should be reciting every single day, but especially on a Friday, one should increase Durood Sharif, salawat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the ahadith, there are great, great blessings and virtues for that person who reads abundant Durood Sharif on a Friday. So inshallah, let's make it a habit, inshallah, on a Friday, we will increase our Durood Sharif. Every single day we will recite, but on a Friday we will increase our Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have gathered here only through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is so pleasing to see so many youngsters, alhamdulillah, they attend this majlis regularly and they are doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are at the youth, they've got so many other challenges, so many other attractions, but alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has kept them in the masjid, Allah has brought them and they are bringing others also. So this is a good sign of our youngsters and of course our elderly people and every person who is coming here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no rands and sins. There's no money that's being distributed. There's nothing else. But we have come here to polish our hearts, to cleanse our hearts. The dhikr that we are making, it is just for ta'aleem, tarbiyat. We should be making dhikr every single day of our life, whether there's a majlis of dhikr taking place or not. Our hearts should be attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest dhakir in this world was none other than our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yadhkurullah fi kulli ahyanihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Every second of his life, he was conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart was attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There wasn't a second where he became ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are weak. We become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so many times. But Allah reminds us that remember me, I will remember you. We make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then we are polishing our hearts. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَةٍ. Everything has a polish. وَسَقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. The polish of the heart is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have mentioned the fawaid of dhikr, the benefits of dhikr. Alhamdulillah, in the past year we mentioned so many times different blessings and different fawaid and benefits of dhikrullah. But in one hadith it is mentioned that the world will not come to an end as long as a single person is still engaged in the dhikr of Allah. So ulama have said that the baqa of this world, the existence of this world depends on the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day there is no dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the world will come to an end. And therefore they have mentioned that dhikr is the ruh of the alam. Dhikr is the ruh, the life of this world. No dhikr, then this world experiences maut. And the death of this world is qiyamah. So we can see how powerful dhikrullah is. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. This dhikr is also our jaan. It is also our ruh. The one who makes the dhikr of Allah, he's like a living person. He's got life in him. The one who does not make the dhikr of Allah is like a dead person. He's got no life. So every one of us wants to be a living person. Nobody wants to be called, you're a dead man, you're a dead person. We all want to be called that you're a living person, you're energetic, you're vibrant. And to gain this energy, this can only be derived from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The spiritual energy that we get from dhikrullah, it has an effect on our hearts, and from there, this nur permeates through our entire body. Our eyes will enjoy this nur, our ears will enjoy this nur, our minds will enjoy this nur, our hearts, our hands, our feet, our entire body, every limb, every organ will enjoy the effects of dhikrullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true dhakireen. May Allah keep our tongues moist in the dhikr, in His dhikr. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a sweet tone. It is so soothing to the ear, so soothing to the heart. We have so many problems and worries. But the moment we sit in the gathering of dhikrullah, then all those worries are dispelled. We forget everything. We get such sukoon that any person who just sits whilst the dhikr is on and somebody else is going past and he just sits there, he too enjoys the effect of dhikrullah. Of course, dhikrullah is not to be made. Nobody must scream and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make it an audible voice. And of course, I mentioned so many times, it does not have to be in any chorus form or anything like that. Each person make his dhikr. But of course, if it comes away like that, not intentionally, that is another matter. But the purpose of the dhikr is to change our condition, to purify our hearts, to attach ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must feel this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا أرحم الراحمين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا، واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع البليات والآفات والعاهات. اللهم احرسنا بعينك التي لا تنا، واكنفنا بركنك الذي لا يرام. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ومن تحتنا ومن كل جانب. اللهم كاشف الغم، مفرج الهم، مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك، رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما، فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرنا بها عن رحمة من سواك. ومن موس بلبر الله، من موس كريم رحيم الله. Allah, it is only to your fadl and karam, Ya Allah, that we were able to make your dhikr, my Allah. Allah, accept this gathering of dhikr, Allah. Allah, accept this gathering of dhikr, my Allah. Give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, of making your dhikr all the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. Our hearts have become dark, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are filled with sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, dark spots have appeared, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become engulfed with vice and evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, hum gunegar hai, hum iqrari mujrim hai. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. أي مالكي كريم. We do not know when the angel of death will come to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not prepared, Ya Allah, still, my Allah. We haven't done enough a'mal saliha, my Allah. Our iman is weak, my Allah. We haven't followed the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us our sins, my Allah.
یا اللہ ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما، یا اللہ کلینس اینڈ پیوریفائی اور ہاتھ، ہماری دلوں کو مصفہ مجلا مزکہ بنا، یا اللہ میک اس چینج اوور کنڈیشنز میں اللہ، یا اللہ میک اس پیور لائفز نو میں اللہ، گیو اس توفیق اف ڈوئنگ اعمال صالحہ یا اللہ، سچ ڈیڈز دیٹ یو ار پلیزڈ میں اللہ، یا اللہ گرانٹ اس یور ولایت میں اللہ، گرانٹ اس یور محبت میں اللہ، گیو اس یور عشق محبت میں اللہ، دی عشق محبت اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، یا اللہ میک اس فلفل دی سنت اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، میک دی سنت کم انٹو اور لائفز میں اللہ، میک اور ایٹنگ drinking my Allah, our wearing, our clothing, our homes my Allah, our businesses, our conduct, our behavior, our akhlaq be like that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah fill, ya Allah, your noor into our hearts my Allah. Ya Allah remove from our hearts my Allah all the stench ya Allah of sins my Allah. Ya Allah the vice and evil ya Allah that have corroded our hearts my Allah. Ya Allah we are spiritually sick my Allah. Ya Allah we are spiritually ill my Allah. Ya Allah you elevate our positions my Allah. Ya Allah make us your maqbooleen bandas my Allah. Your special servants my Allah. Ya Allah nothing is impossible for you my Allah. Nobody can question you my Allah. You can do as you please my Allah. Ya Allah if we become you ya Allah you become ours my Allah. You make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, at least, ya Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah SAW will become happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, Shaitan will become naraz, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make Shaitan happy, my Allah. He wants us to follow his footsteps, my Allah. He is dragging us towards evil, my Allah. He is going to take us towards Jahannam, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Protect our parents, ya Allah. Our wives and children, my Allah. Our neighbors and friends, my Allah. Our musallis, my Allah. Our hufaz, my Allah, our ulama kiram, ya Allah, ya Allah, our businessmen, ya Allah, our doctors, our lawyers, my Allah, our accountants, my Allah, our teachers, my Allah, ya Allah, every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mothers and sisters, my Allah, ya Allah, the elderly ones, my Allah, the young ones, my Allah, our youth, my Allah, the women folk, my Allah, ya Allah, every single ummati, my Allah, protect us, ya Allah, from the onslaughts of the kuffar and mushrikeen, my Allah, protect us from every fitna, my Allah, protect us from the fitna of the Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us from the nafs and from the tricks of the nafs, ya Allah. From the ploys of shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not take us towards, ya Allah, the azab of Jahannam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not take us towards evil and vice, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, ya Allah, pull us towards your masajid, my Allah. Ya Allah, towards good a'mal, my Allah. Ya Allah, show us, my Allah, our abode of Jannat in this world, my Allah. Give us itminan of the heart, my Allah. Give us sukoon and chain, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, ya Allah. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, ya Allah. Give us your marifat and qurb, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your marifat, my Allah. Do not make us leave this world, my Allah, without gaining your marifat, my Allah. Without gaining the halawat of your ibadat, my Allah. Without gaining the halawat of your dhikr, my Allah. Without getting the strong bond with you, my Allah. Ya Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the hose of kosher water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr. Protect us from azab of jahannam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Make us be in the jamaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba ikiram, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our dwelling place in jannat, my Allah. Be close to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, enable us, ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq in jannat, my Allah, to be able to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as often as we wish, my Allah, and the sahaba ikiram, the salaf salihin, our mashayikh ikiram. Ya Allah, in jannat, do not deprive us of that momentous occasion, my Allah, when you will lift that veil, my Allah, and the jannatis will see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of that occasion, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, the new year has already begun, my Allah. The month of Muharram has commenced, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know in our Islam there's no celebration, my Allah. We do not celebrate like the non-Muslims do, my Allah. Ya Allah, but make it be such a year, there will be a change in our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be such now that we become closer to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to keep roza during this month, my Allah. Help us to do good amal in this month, my Allah. And every single month of the year, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs we are presenting before you, my Allah. You are well aware of every need every single person has, especially the brothers who have come here tonight. Our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever wahajat is, my Allah, our jaiz murads, my Allah. Our jaiz needs, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill our needs, my Allah. Remove all the sorrow and grief and hardships and misery we are suffering, my Allah. Give us that sukoon, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether it's a social problem, my Allah. Whether it's a domestic problem, my Allah. Financial problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people have to meet, ya Allah. They've got payments to make, be made, my Allah. Ya Allah, they haven't even paid, ya Allah, their rent, my Allah. They haven't got sufficient food to put on the table, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are maqroos, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've incurred so much of debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you assist them, my Allah, to pay off all those debts with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, create softness in the hearts of the creditors, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them to overlook, ya Allah, those debts, my Allah. Wave off those debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are sick and ailing, my Allah. They've got different sicknesses, my Allah. Somebody's got a heart problem. Somebody's got an eye problem, my Allah. Somebody's got a liver and kidney problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, somebody has got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many on it every day, my Allah, we are hearing, ya Allah. That people have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ey Malik-e-Kareem, doctors may fail. Hakims may fail. The medicine in this world may fail, my Allah. You never fail, my Allah. You never fail, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. You are Shafi, my Allah. That is your quality, my Allah. You can give shifa to whoever you wish to give, my Allah. Whenever you wish to give, my Allah. You never become ajiz, my Allah. You never become weak, my Allah. Protect us also from those deadly diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all those difficulties of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our brothers and sisters in Palestine, my Allah. Every single day of their lives, they are being bombarded, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Protect our Haramain Sharifain, my Allah. Protect the Palestinians, my Allah. Ya Allah, the izzat is going away, my Allah. Ya Allah, women are being tortured, ya Allah. Masoom children are brutally killed, my Allah. Innocent people's lives are taken away, my Allah. In Syria, my Allah, so long the war is taking place, my Allah. Afghanistan, my Allah. Ya Allah, those masoom children, ya Allah. What enjoyment are they getting, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are suffering, my Allah. In African countries also, my Allah. There's only war and war and war in the world now, my Allah. Ya Allah, Islam is haq, my Allah. You are haq, my Allah. Your Nabi is haq, my Allah. Jannat is haq, my Allah. Jahannam is haq, my Allah. Iman is haq, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us become da'is towards your deen, my Allah. Help us to display good akhlaq, my Allah. That we become beacons of hidayat for the non-Muslims, ya Allah. When they just see our actions, my Allah, it must be an invitation for them to come to the fold of Islam, my Allah. Make them understand Islam is a peace-loving religion. Ya Allah, you spread aman, chain, sukoon throughout the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallam, ya Allah. All the marhumeen, give them, ya Allah, jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Make them maghfirat, my Allah. So many have passed on, ya Allah, recently, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Help us to prepare for maut, my Allah. Help us to prepare for maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us to prepare to meet you, my Allah. Make that meeting be such that we long towards it, my Allah. And you must be waiting to meet us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut, ya Allah, of shahadat. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Give us baryal jannatul baqi, my Allah. Give us baryal jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are making intention for Umrah, make it be easy for them, my Allah. Open your doors for us, my Allah. Open your doors for every single person, ya Allah, to make ziyarat of Haramain Sharifain, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are married do not have children, grant them pious, beautiful children, my Allah. Ya Allah, those women who are expecting, ya Allah, make their birth, ya Allah, make them, they deliver easily, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are looking for suitable partners, my Allah. So many, ya Allah, grant them suitable partners, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم الله grant us ikhlas protect us from riya protect us from ostentation my Allah ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.